is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. One of my favorite all-time books is The Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling. It's the story of a little boy named Mowgli who was raised by wolves. You may know the story. There came a time when the wolves knew that Mowgli could no longer live with them. Bagheera the panther and Baloo the bear have a difficult time trying to convince little Mowgli to leave the jungle for human civilization. After many adventures, it seemed that Bagheera's plan to get Mowgli to the man village has failed. The three of them hear a beautiful song echoing in the jungle, and as they draw closer to the music becomes louder, and as the three of them look through some bushes, well, they see the man village, and by a small stream, a little girl appears gathering water. This intrigues Mowgli, who tries to get a closer look. Seeing Mowgli, the girl pretends to spill her water jug, and Mowgli retrieves it, refills it, but instead of taking it, the girl leads Mowgli back to the village, humming her, you might say, siren song. Baloo whispers for Mowgli to come back, but the boy follows the girl into the village. Bagheera happily explains that Mowgli is now where he belongs, and Baloo accepts this fact before wrapping an arm around the panther, and the two of them return to the jungle singing a song. You see, once Mowgli saw what or who he really was, a human, he was clearer about what he was supposed to do. Once he knew where he belonged, it was a matter of finding out what he was supposed to do there. And the same holds true for us, don't you think? Once we realize who we really are, we can move in the direction of what we're supposed to do with our lives. We find out who we are in realizing that we belong to Jesus Christ, that He is our master and friend, and that we have a new family, the family of God, and we have a new destiny. It's called heaven. So, let's come back to that. How do we find our true selves? How do we know who we are? Well, I like to keep things simple. And for me, it's not as I'm meditating in some ashram somewhere, repeating a mysterious phrase. It's not as I have to delve through holy books for years and years to come to it. It's really simple. We find who we are as we follow Jesus Christ. As I'm following Christ, it's revealed, sometimes slowly and sometimes quickly, but I find who I am as I travel that road. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 5:17, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. Let me repeat that first sentence of 1 Corinthians 5:17. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. And so that's an identification, a revelation of who we are. In 1 Peter 1:15-16 says, become holy yourselves in every aspect of your conduct after the likeness of the Holy One who called you. Remember, be holy, for I'm holy. And in another place, Paul wrote, Romans 13:14, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lust. Jesus said, abide in me and I'll abide in you. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord, as our Savior, it's both a one-time decision, which puts us right with God. We're justified as it's well a daily conscious commitment. Daily. It's a time when I am, in that sense, being sanctified or being set aside and growing in Him. It's the process of growing into the likeness of Christ. To grow, we are not to be driven by desires and impulses based on our human response to whatever is shiny and glimmers and looks good and feels good. That old self is dead. But the problem is those old habits linger on. But as I follow Christ, I become more and more aware of who I am and what I'm supposed to do. So we have to be intentional. We have to be intentional about the details of following Christ. If I leave that garden alone, I can't expect to have fruit. Right now, I need to turn my garden over probably and start preparing the soil for next season. It's the ground of our old self, our old lives, has to be turned over. And there has to be that turning up of the new soil of exposing ourselves, you might say, to the grace of Jesus Christ so that his light shines and there's a fruit that begins to develop. How does that happen? Real simple. Again, we immerse ourselves in Jesus Christ, and that means we immerse ourselves in his word. Psalm 119, 9 through 11 says, how can a young person stay pure? By obeying the word, it says. That's a choice to meditate, to ruminate, to memorize the word of God. 1 Timothy 4, 7 and 8 says, train yourself to be godly. Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better. So let me say that again. It's by the grace of God that we persevere. And yet at the same time, I have to make an effort for that growth to occur. Dallas Willard said, we must stop using the fact that we cannot earn grace as an excuse for not energetically seeking to receive grace. Grace is opposed to earning, but not to effort. And so, during this new year, by the grace of God, we move forward. By the grace of God, we grow. By the grace of God, we become, day by day, moment by moment, that true self, that ever new self that we are in Jesus Christ. I hope you'll do that this week and then come back here and join me next week. And in the meantime, go be the person God created you to be. Here comes the sun.